Maine's Marine Resources Commissioner is proposing new lobstering rules that he says will protect the endangered North Atlantic right whale from extinction while minimizing economic and safety risks for fishermen. As Fred Bever reports, the state plan marks a significant departure from a federal proposal.
The Fed's proposed rule would require Maine's lobstermen to remove from the water half of the vertical lines they use for hauling and securing their traps. That's to reduce the risk of entanglement and injury or death for any of the right whales left on the planet, now estimated to be fewer than 400. The state's Department of Marine Resources initially signed on to that proposal, but after considerable pushback from lobstermen and a new risk assessment, DMR Commissioner Patrick Kelleher says the new rules should be better targeted to the actual likelihood that whales might be present in any given area of the Gulf of Maine's lobster fishery.
So we are assuming that whales are everywhere, but we're putting a different level of risk inshore versus offshore.
3 miles and more offshore, the DMR strategy would require more and more lobster traps per line the farther a boat is from the coastline, thus reducing the number of vertical lines in the deepest waters. That's where right whales, Kelleher says, are more likely to be passing through in pursuit of their forage food, a tiny crustacean of a class known as copepods. It's still a less aggressive plan for trawling up, as it's called, than proposed by the feds. And inshore, Kelleher says, Maine's lobster fleet should maintain an existing exemption from most federal gear rules.
The exemption line is kind of the cornerstone of the proposal. That is based in science. It's already in existing federal rules. It deals with both the oceanographic features within the Gulf of Maine, as well as copepod densities within the Gulf of Maine, and it's the boundary for critical habitat.
Almost two-thirds of Maine's state-licensed lobster fleet works inside that roughly 3-mile exemption line. The proposal is getting some initial support from Maine lobstermen.
What they came up with made a lot more sense to me than anything I've seen thus far.
David Tarr fishes 800 traps out of Brooklyn, Maine. He says the federal proposal to remove 50% of their rope from the water would be a devastating hardship for lobstermen who are already being buffeted this year by high bait prices and an apparent decline in the harvest. And Tarr says the most extreme federal proposals for trawling up to as many as 40 traps per line could pose a severe safety risk for many boats that are simply too small to handle it.
My safety concerns trump the economic concerns because I really feel like if those rules were implemented the way they said, people would lose their lives, at least some, it would happen.
The state's proposal is being met with some dismay among conservationists who had also signed on to the original proposal for more robust gear changes with no exemption zone.
We're very disappointed. We don't think the plan looks like it goes far enough to protect right whales from entanglement.
Emily Green is a Maine-based lawyer with the Conservation Law Foundation.
At least 8 whales were killed this year, and there were at least 3 deaths in 2018 due to entanglement in U.S. waters. So we need to reduce the risk of entanglement in fishing gear if we're going to bring the species back from the brink of extinction.
CLF and other conservation groups are suing the federal government for quicker action to protect the whales under the Endangered Species Act and other law. DMR Commissioner Kelleher insists the state plan relies on the best available science that's required by those statutes, and he says the agency is still working to compile the data it's collected into a risk analysis ordered by Governor Janet Mills. Kelleher plans meetings with lobstermen starting next month before finalizing a plan to submit to the feds. Federal officials declined comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can read the state's complete whale protection proposal on our website, mainepublic.org.